This used to be a road, until it disappeared underwater mid last year. Now the only way to get around in this part of South Sudan is by boats and canoes. It's the worst flood this region has seen in 60 years. In this area, every home is abandoned. Families had no choice but to leave. People like Nyawal Makwey, who arrived here in July. Her children and extended family now sleep in this makeshift house, not sure if and when they'll be able to go back home.
My house is still underwater. There are a lot of snakes and reptiles. The place is still a river. It's no longer home. So how can I go back?
The landscape has changed. There is now more water and less dry land. The United Nations says close to 800,000 people have been affected. Many of them can only be reached by boat. They urgently need shelter, clean water, and have to rely on food rations from humanitarian agencies.
Even before the effects of this climate change crisis, even before that, because of the ongoing conflict in South Sudan, people were already food insecure. Before climate change, there was about 50 to 60% of the population in need of food assistance. Now, with this extreme weather patterns, there is about 70 to 75. So we're seeing a decline in people's ability to put food on the table and to feed their children. And it is, unfortunately, a ticking bomb.
Flood waters have destroyed crops, blocked access to fields, and reduced grazing land.
Last year, this area was dry. There were a few homes and animals here. Then it started to rain and it began to flood. People built this dike to try and keep the water back, and some of them had to move over this side to start over.
This country is no stranger to floods, but they are now becoming more frequent.
When you get displaced people, like now we have in Mangala, they are also having a lot of issues with the host communities, because those people are coming with their livestock, and these people are agriculturists, so there's a lot of conflict. So this impact of climate change is now going to make us have internally displaced people, even refugees, not from armed conflict, but from the impacts of climate.
It's the third straight year of severe flooding of the White Nile in South Sudan after unusually high rainfall in upstream countries. Health officials fear an increase in waterborne diseases, including malaria. People out here are saying they need help, and they need it fast. Haruma Tassa, Al Jazeera, Jonglei State, South Sudan.